You're listening to the Wells Tech Podcast, where we talk about technology that can serve the church and its work of spreading the gospel. Wells Tech is a part of the podcast network on Streams, the internet media site sponsored by the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod. Join the conversation by visiting our podcast website at wellstech.wells.net. Welcome again to the Wells Tech Podcast. This is episode 79 for Monday, June 29th, 2009. Another edition of BWTG bonus Wells Tech goodness. Welcome, Sally.
Hi, Martin. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine and very excited about this show. I'm a huge RSS fan, and that's what we're going to be talking in today's BWTG.
Yep, we're coming back for more. Just a reminder to all of our listeners, this is a special segment that we do over the summer that is a little bit shorter, but very focused on a particular technology and something that will give you step-by-step instructions to that you can go to the wiki site for wellstechwiki.wells.net. And as you mentioned, Sally, we're talking RSS. What is RSS?
RSS is a lot of things to a lot of people, but the main acronym stands for Really Simple Syndication. It's a way to grab great content from a variety of websites and have it fed to you rather than having to go and look on all the websites for the new stuff.
Yeah, and almost everything now is RSS. If there's content out there that you're interested in on any regular basis, you want to follow somebody's blog or a web page or whatever it is, you don't have to consistently go and find it. This is a subscription model where you bring the web to you. And another good thing about RSS is that almost anything can be RSS-able now. Even something that doesn't have that little orange RSS logo on it, through tools like Ponyfish, and we'll put that on the website as well. You can use ponyfish.com to make it RSS-able, so you can bring it to you. So I would be really stuck, Sally, without RSS.
That's right. I think some people think, wow, you just know it all, but it's not true. I read a lot of headlines is what I do. Mm-hmm. And then I drill down when I find something interesting and read what's underneath it. But with RSS, you can get a variety of new content coming at you all day long, every day, or at a certain time of day when you want to sit down and get comfortable and do some reading. And you can drill down into the articles that are interesting to you and very quickly sort through just a ton of great content.
Yep. And the show really isn't about just RSS. It's actually more focused than that. It's about a tool that I find, and I think, Sally, you use as well, very useful for bringing all these RSS feeds together into one, what I would call a newspaper of sorts, where I can open it up and I can see everything that I'm interested in on one page and one scrolling stream of information. And that is another product from Google called Google Reader. And first of all, let's talk a little bit about why, from a ministry perspective, somebody would be interested in RSS and, by extension, Google Reader. A couple things that I can think of right off the top are research. If you are interested in exploring a particular topic, whether that be sermon illustrations for sermon illustration purposes or for lesson planning, I think Google Reader would be an excellent choice.
That's right. It's basically anything you'd use the internet for, but making it more customized to mm-hmm. your particular needs and having it delivered to you instead of having to go and look for it. So certainly research is a number one use of the internet would be great and have certainly application to our pastors and our teachers that are listening. Mm-hmm. Also, if you just enjoy reading the internet, either for personal or professional growth, you certainly could zero in on topics of interest. Last week, I think I mentioned I do rag rug crocheting, and I can find very specific resources mm-hmm. on that little niche topic and subscribe to them in my RSS reader. So it gives you the ability to be exposed to a lot of people that are interested in the same thing you are and not have to go and search for it, but have it delivered to you.
Yep, absolutely. I also feel that it is a great time management tool for me, or a time, not a time management tool, but I think there's an efficiency there in bringing the web to you rather than going to a bunch of sites and then scrolling through and looking for new articles. And sometimes you'll go to a site and maybe there isn't even a new article there, so you've wasted that time. So it's a one-stop shop for news. I think it's a one-stop shop for entertainment, all those kinds of things brought into one location. And I think there's also a social networking component, especially to Google Reader, where you can share items of interest that you might think would be beneficial to others. So if you're on a church staff or a school staff, there is the ability with a tool like Google Reader to share that good stuff rather than just kind of keeping it in your own little private bookshelf. You can share that with others and say, hey, take a look at this. This might be useful in an application that you might have a need for. So lots of good stuff there.
Yeah, I think I would star that use. I'm big time into sharing. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm all about. I'm always sending you articles and things, Martin. You know that. And that's what's wonderful about it, is that you can easily pick up on things that other people might have an interest in and be able to share it with them.
Yep. So let's get into the step-by-step setup, organization, and tagging tools that are available in Google Reader. First of all, on the setup side, it's very similar, Sally, to how you set up Google Calendar when we talked about our first BWTG show. And it's obviously you need a Google account, and that's free, easy to set up. You go to reader.google.com, and if you don't have a Google account, you can sign up for one right there. After you enter that Reader application, then the first thing that you will do, and the most important thing, is selecting the feeds. And that's very easy to do. You just click an Add a Subscription button there. And all of these step-by-steps will be on the WellsTech Wiki site as well. So you simply add the subscription. You can do it in a couple different ways. If you know the feed name or the website where the feed is that you'd like to subscribe to, you just enter that in. Or you can do searches right there, which is very cool. So if you're just searching on a topic like church or technology or whatever it is, you plug that in and you'll get a whole list of things that you can choose from. You can also, Google Reader also offers these collections of feeds. So if you're interested in technology or education or whatever, they've got some prepackaged feeds that you can subscribe to in one fell swoop. So that's very easy. So setup is a no-brainer. Then it comes the organization side of all of that, and that's simply a folder mechanism where you set up different folders for the different feeds or subscriptions that you have. You can create new folders. You can add to existing folders. Very simple process to kind of keep that all nice and tidy. And then when you click on a folder, you can see all the feeds underneath it. You can see feeds only from a particular folder, see everything all together. Lots of flexibility there.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of working with email, so that when new feeds come in to those that you're subscribed to, it bolds, it puts in parentheses how many new items there are. And you can look at things in the various folders collectively or individually. So say if you're subscribed to CNN and MSNBC or whatever, you can look at their headlines separately or together in a folder called News, for instance.
Yep.
So
yep.
Just a neat way to organize, and I'm organized. I'm really into the folder
well,
thing.
There's so much stuff. If you don't,
I mean,
you really just kind of get flooded with it, and it's no different than just perusing the internet, and you really get no value from it. But really where I believe the value comes in Google Reader is the ability to star and tag content. So as you're reading through these feeds, and you get a lot of stuff. I mean, when I don't know how many you get, Sally, but in any given day, I'd probably have 200 articles that come into my feed reader, into Google Reader. So I need a way to quickly go through that and identify those things that I might want to make use of. Maybe I don't have time to read all of them at that particular time, nor do I want to, but I do want the ability to identify those that I want to come back to, that I'll think have some use or I want to share with somebody. So yeah, there's two ways of doing that in Google Reader. You have a quick and easy little star icon, so you can just star things that you want to come back to, and you just click on your star icon at some point in the future, and you can see everything that you've starred in the past. And then you can either read it, get rid of it, tag it, which is the next step here, or simply just say mark it as read and you never have to see it again. And
Yeah,
then
the
the
whole star and tagging thing is new to me. So this is just kind of proof that Google is just a huge iceberg. And we, you know, maybe you've used Google Reader, but these last steps might be something new for you as well. And just ultra organized, not just at the feed level, not just everything from CNN, but those particular articles that are of interest to you.
Right. That's where tagging really comes in, where you can get granular in your categorization. So it's not just by folder, which is at the highest level of your subscriptions, but you tag a particular piece of content. So this would be sermon idea or science experiment idea or whatever it is that however your mind thinks, you can add tags that way, similar to social networking tags, and then ultimately you can share all of these in any fashion that you want. So I think there's just a lot of flexibility. Google has done a nice job at putting this reader together. It's online. There's also an offline version, so that you can cache these offline. If you're not always going to be online, you can read your feeds later. Just a lot of functionality. So we've put all these steps on wellstechwiki.wells.net/page/Google+Reader, or just go to the wiki and find it in the upper left-hand corner under BWTG. And a bunch of resources there. We've included some links to video tutorials. Sally did it the hard way last week. She recorded all her own video tutorials. I took the lazy way out and found some excellent pre-recorded video tutorials from other people, which are probably better than I could do them myself anyway. So the voice that you're hearing when you click on those video tutorial links is not mine, but the content is great. So I would suggest you go there. We've got additional resources, everything you need to know about Google Reader right there on the web page.
Hey, I got one more plug for you, Martin. Just a little bit of Lagniappe, a little something extra. And that's if you have Google Reader, a lot of the iPhone apps for RSS reading will sync with your Google Reader account, so you can go mobile with your feeds as well, which is really sweet. That's really how I read all my feeds.
Is
I
that
start
right?
my
Really?
morning, looking at my Google Reader account and reading through my feeds on
On
my iPhone.
your iPod Touch. Really? Okay. I do that when I'm on the road, when I'm obviously at my computer. I'll use my web browser for that. But very cool. I think that's a great idea. So that is our BWTG for the day. Hope everybody enjoyed that. Again, if you have ideas that you'd like us to cover, some step-by-steps, let us know. wellstech@wells.net is the email address, or wellstech.wells.net is the website address. Would love your ideas, your feedback. We're always looking for those kinds of things. Sally, that's going to do it again for the show. Thanks everybody for joining us. Tune in on Wednesday, of course, for our regular Wells Tech podcast.